Blog Talk Radio.
Some of the Living Water Radio Show. Some of the Living Water. Some of the Living Water. Some of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Two things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about, come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God of Israel. Oh my God, man, we in the midst of Black History Month. I like to call it Hebrew History Month, but we call it what it is, what it is. Okay, Black History Month. And we are dealing with, you know, the women of the Bible, the Hebrew women of the Bible. That is to say, those Black Hebrew women of the Bible, yes, I said. And it's true. We discussing those things, but before we can actually bring her into our world, he already wrote about it. He already said she had all these qualities before sin entered into the picture. So when sin entered into the picture, it just tainted the gifts. It just buried them. And never stop existing, no matter how far or how dark she becomes, it never stop existing. So what we're trying to do is to rekindle those gifts and bring those things back. We're trying to get back in touch with those things, but those things are what we're going to need to get to the kingdom. So we revisiting those things that's before us, because those things, you know, since we've been on this earth, we hadn't done anything to make a mess of it. So the thing is, discuss those things before us and before man. So with all that being said, we want to ask our brothers and sisters, if our brothers could stand and cover his head as we approach the Father, and if we could ask our sisters if she could stand and cover her head as we approach the Father, as we stand face to Jerusalem.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, and whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. I have read Psalms 18, verses 1 through 3. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and give us up our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. And Father, have mercy on our teachers and our elders and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on those that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us. Father, have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. And Father, have mercy and support your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive, to see and ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word, the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on the hearers and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well, and give them to a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and a faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray, for your mercies endure forever. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. All praises. Yes, ma'am. I'd like for us to be on the same page on dictionary.com.
On dictionary.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'll go on there. Before you go live on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah. On dictionary.com. It's on the same page. But you know, when you scroll down, you have to say first or second definition or ABC.
Right, that's what I want to make sure you're on the same page.
Amen. And I have my dictionary. I have my dictionary.com. And when you go live, then I'll share it. Did you tag me to a bag?
You can tag yourself.
Yeah, yeah, let me do it. Go so there. Go there. Yeah, because last time, my friends are like, you're not on. I'm like, yes, we are. We're on right now. There it is. We're going to hit that. And we're going, after we hit that, then we're going
to,
there it is. There goes my name. Okay.
Right.
So now it's true. And I have my dictionary.com.
Amen. And we're going to go to wisdom. And we're also going to be in Proverbs chapter 7 and 1. Seven and four.
So I have wisdom here. Right there. And you want me to go to Proverbs 7:1 now.
Okay, so do you have the definition or do you have the service? Which one do you have?
Do you want it on? Which one do you want it on?
The master, as long as we're on the same page.
Do you want it on definition or thesaurus, love?
Definition.
So go back, which it says the ability to discern or judge what is true,
yeah,
right, or in.
There it is, yeah.
We're good.
Okay. Yeah. We're going to start there, okay?
Okay.
All right, now we need to go to Proverbs chapter 7.
You have to go live on social media, Facebook. They're waiting. Some people did not click. Before you go live, you're ready?
Of course I am.
Okay. You got to reintroduce everything.
No, to go into detail.
Well, you know how we
do. Well, we want to say shalom, shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. I'm Joe Bisrael here with my beautiful Rhea Brea, Serena Israel. Say shalom, Israelite.
Shalom, family. Grace and peace be unto you.
Amen, amen. We dealing with Black Hebrew Women of the Bible Month. You know, from what I, seeing in times past, I I think we forget that the kingdom was built on both of us. And sometimes we need to be reminded of those things, because we get caught up in David and Job and Moses and things like that, and we forget about, you know, Rebecca and Miriam and sisters, you know, our matriarchs like that, you know, bloodline, you know, died in God, believing in them, some even seen them, you know. We got to talk about them. They got a story too. So right now we're dealing with how she got to be called Eve. What do that mean? What do that mean to us? You know, Adam just called her Eve out of nowhere? No, just by having that conversation already let me know that God had thoroughly talked to Adam about his creation and those things that that are of heaven and of earth. You know, we're reading these things now, but he talked to Adam first about them. So when you hear Adam talk now, you can hear, you know, the Lord talking, because he's saying the same thing. So he called her Eve. Why did he call her Eve? We're finna get to that. Amen. But first thing, he called her God. God called her wisdom. That was her first, that's the first thing he called her before man or a woman was created. He called her wisdom. And we like to revisit those things, because actually we're just trying to re-sow those seeds. It's probably been forgotten or never been sowed, you know. So we're trying to get back to that, you know. Amen. Shalom, Israel. Happy third day as well.
Amen. Happy third day.
So we are revisiting those things. So let's start this in Proverbs chapter 4, 7, and verse 4. Proverbs 7 and 4. And when you receive it, read.
Amen. Proverbs 7 and 4 reads, saying to wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman.
That's the law. That's the law. So he said, say unto wisdom, thou art my who?
Sister.
Yes, sir. That's what he said first, you know. So we're supposed to be looking at women as sisters, not jump offs. You know, we're not supposed to be looking at them like that. That's how heathens look at their women, things like that. We're taught to look at women like that, and they're not supposed to. They're supposed to be looked at as, in this light, as a sister, like your sister, like you want somebody to look at your sister. You don't want the world to look at your sister like she a jump off, you know, anything like that.
Jump
off. Yeah. But anyway, so this is, we're trying to erase that conversation because it exists.
Amen.
So in order to erase that conversation, you got to put something there, right? Okay, so he said wisdom. Let's start with that. He said the first thing he called her was wisdom, right? Let's look at that.
Wisdom. The ability to discern or judge what is true, right, or lasting insight.
So this is what she had before sin and into the picture. That's where we at. This is even before she was even created or Adam. So the conversation about the Bible is chauvinistic is a lie. And it's to say that women isn't spoken of in the Bible is simply not true. Not according to this. He says she has the ability to discern and judge what is true. 1 plus 1 is 2.
I'm going to say 3.
That's the truth. 1 plus 1 is 2.
Yes, sir.
So that's the truth. So she has the ability to discern what's true, right, or lasting. You know, she has foresight as well. You know, this is what wisdom is called. Insight. Continue.
2, common sense, good judgment.
So what we have to understand is that these things are being taught out of women and being replaced by mediocrity. If I could say that, yeah. These things are being taught out of the women and mediocrity is being taught into them, and they're imitating mediocrity. And read on. Skip down to wisdom.
Where five, where it says Bible wisdom of Solomon.
Mm-mm, right here. You right there.
Oh, okay.
Right here.
Number two. So the ability or result of an ability to think and act utilizing knowledge, experience, understanding, common sense, and insight.
Oh, that's from God. Because he got it, right? So he wrote this in her before she was even created.
Amen.
He called her wisdom. So in order to call her wisdom, he had to call her these things. He had to write in there, this is what you're going to have. These are the gifts of wisdom. This, he said insight. The ability or result to think, act, utilize, knowledge.
Yes. Experience, understanding, common sense, and insight.
What's two?
Accumulated knowledge.
So you could be a student or a teacher or a scholar. Continue.
Erudition or enlightenment. Aramaic. A wise saying or wise sayings or teachings.
See, wisdom is created to be a teacher.
Amen.
You know, that's her call. That's why you see a lot of, you know, our sisters in that conversation of social work. Mm-hmm. You know, not just in like schools and things like that, but literally in social work, you know. Even as a probation officer, they're there, you know. So they counselors, man, and that's their innate for the most part. So let's look at the next one. Let's read 4 and 7 again, 7 and 4 again. And what does it say?
Yes, Proverbs.
Yes.
Chapter 7, verse 4.
Yes, and we like to encourage our brothers and sisters to continue to read the rest of these definitions, and synonyms, so that you can get a greater understanding of really what these things are, or you expanding your gifts. It's up to you how far you go with it, right? Continue.
Amen. Proverbs 7 and 4 reads, say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman.
So now we got this thing called understanding. We went through that, right? So we just bring it, you know, up to remembrance. Right, we found out what was understanding, we found out who she is and the law, right? So now we're looking at it from this perspective. When you receive it,
forgive me. You want me to go to understanding?
Yeah, you right there with me. Go to start at one, it's a noun.
The ability by which one understands intelligence.
So suppose that, you know, she got this gift to understand and intelligence, you know, but those we books was kept from us. How can you be educated and they don't give you books or things that are further your education? Mm-hmm. Or you don't create the books, you know, to further our education, however we view it, you know, but these things are here. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, our education, or it depends, it's up to you, you know.
Yes, sir.
The end game is what you want out of it, how far you further your education. Continue.
The quality or condition of one who understands
power on.
Continue.
Comprehension.
Mm-hmm.
Three. A usually implicit agreement.
Actually, it's two.
Go back to two. Individual or specified judgment or outlook, opinion.
See, it said now, this written in the law that she was sitting in judgment. In order to sit in judgment, that means you have to have authority, right? So that comes with understanding, you know, judgment, you know, wisdom was the actual experience and things like that and records. But here comes judgment, you know, understanding is judgment, and now she's bringing that. And wisdom is the truth, and here comes the judgment of the truth. So this is that conversation. It's called understanding my kinswoman.
Amen.
You see, you know, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, you know, things of that nature. Like Adam spoke into existence. Those things weren't just loose conversations. You know, Adam get a bad spiel because of what he did, but Michael Jordan wouldn't be able to jump if Adam couldn't do it. Now, take that. I bet he could have jumped a full court.
Okay.
Where you get it from? He was created perfect. There wasn't nothing he couldn't do because there was no such thing as doubt, injury, or death.
Right. Man.
Okay, so.
So the individual or specified judgment or outlook, opinion. Three, a usually implicit agreement between two or more people or groups.
See, now there go that thing, that's the conversation between her and God, because that's who we're talking about. We're talking about his wife. We're not talking about Eve or the woman because she's not created yet. We're talking about the Lord's wife. And he said the first name he described her as his wisdom, and the second name he described her as his understanding. Continue. Shalom, Israelite.
A disposition to appreciate or share the feelings and thoughts of others. Sympathy.
Skip down to here.
So the ability to learn, judge, make decisions, etc. Intelligence or sense.
Continue.
Personal opinion or interpretation of a subject.
See, Israel's sisters was educated. They wasn't just, you know, beautiful. Solomon had daughters. Wrap that around your head. How they mind was, you know, listening to their father every day. You know, sitting in the courts, just listening to him do what he do from
Amen.
God. So where they were, you know, so this is those kind of things, man, we're trying to get back to. We get back to this, then here come those miraculous things start happening because you start believing that these things exist. If you believe in these things, then the miraculous start taking place.
Amen.
Continue.
Amen. Let's see this go down. Four, an unofficial engagement to be married.
No, right here.
Yeah. I'm going to go for that. Okay, so you're going down to that one. The mental process.
There it is.
Okay, the mental process of a person who
not having meltdowns and breakdowns and falling apart and, you know, just losing it. You know, all that came with sin. She got this, it's there, so she got to tap into that. You can't tell her nothing until she understands she can do it.
Amen.
Continue.
Intellectual faculties, intelligence, knowledge of or familiarity with a particular thing.
How about devils, you know?
What?
Pick up on devils. You know, certain children hanging around your children or something to that effect. Or, you know, you probably heard this conversation. You know, you really should not, you know, that one there, you know, you got a lot of other friends, you know, stuff like that. That was her. It was the spirit. Let's look at this a little further. What else he called her? He called her virtue, right? Go to,
he called her virtue.
I think it was Proverbs 21.
We didn't go to Proverbs 21 yet.
No, we went there.
Are you talking about last
Thursday?
Week?
Yeah.
So go to virtue?
Yeah. Okay. He said she's a crown on his head.
Virtue.
Let's see.
Virtue, moral excellence.
Hold on.
Okay.
Proverbs chapter 12 and 4. Okay, my bad.
Let's
Proverbs 12 and 4.
Okay. Proverbs 12 and 4. Proverbs 12 and 4 reads, a virtuous woman is a crown to her husband.
See,
but
a virtuous woman is a crown. She's a queen. You can't just be a queen because you're a woman. That's nothing. It's a sanctification that comes with that. It's a set of guidelines to come with that. Just can't call women queens because they, you know, just to be saying it, you know, that's an insult to what the truth is. Continue.
Amen. Proverbs 12 and verse 4 reads, a virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in his bones.
See, just can't be calling people queens because some of them is rotten.
Yeah.
Some is rotten. So every woman ain't a queen.
A crown.
Every woman ain't a crown.
Amen.
Right? So, Proverbs 31 and 10.
Amen.
Proverbs 31 and 10. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Proverbs 31 and 10 reads, for her price is far above rubies.
So, first of all, most, he's like, who can find one? Her price is above rubies. I mean, none of us never seen a ruby before. And I said a thousand times, we never seen a ruby before. What do you mean? We never seen it with the light of God shine through it. All we seen was a red stone. Wait till you see it when God lights you through it.
Mm. Amen.
That's when we'll see a ruby. That's when we'll see a jasper. So up until then, those crystals are sleeping.
Okay.
They dormant, I should say. Where are we?
So that was Proverbs 31 and 10.
Yeah, now you're at Proverbs 31. Now, read 31 and 1, right? Because he said, who can find a virtuous woman? So if you read this, you're thinking it's Solomon, right? It's not. Read on. Read 31 and 1.
Amen. Proverbs 31 and 1 reads, the words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him.
So it was his mother that ran this down. Proverbs chapter 10, and who could find a virtuous woman? She taught him what it looked like. So this is her. What's her name?
Mm.
See? What's her name? You know what her name is? Wisdom. Understanding. Then now we see virtue. You don't see no name there. Right? Amen. What else is she called? Because she said she's a crown on his head, right? Go to go to Revelations chapter 12 and verse 1. Revelations 12 and 1, because he said, a virtuous woman is a crown upon his head. Right? So this is God talking. This is way past us. This thing, wisdom and all that's way past us. I mean, it was there before that was there. The word there was. She was there. She was already written in the scripture. I was there when there was a word there.
Okay.
Whatever that is.
Revelation 12 and 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Revelation 12 and 1 reads, and there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars.
There it is. That's her. See, that's the one in Proverbs chapter 7 and 4. You see, that's her. She's virtuous. She's a crown upon her husband's head. This is her. Remember now, we're not talking about none of the matriarchs yet because none of them is created yet.
Amen.
This is who she is before seeing it into the picture. And that's what we're trying to, you know, drive that home. Get past the sin part. Look at what's really good. let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Genesis chapter 2 and 18.
Amen.
Because it's, no. I'm sorry. Go to Revelations chapter 19,
yes,
right? Because she had a crown on her head, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Revelations 19 and verse 6.
Yes, Revelation 19.
No. Pick it up at the one. You gotta start at the one. Cause now she's being brought to him in a wedding. Now he's being presented his bride, this one that's called wisdom and understanding. That's a crown upon his head. And we see this, she's written in heaven, so our story is before us.
Amen.
We read that it's before us. So now he's about to marry this woman, right? Look at this woman. Look at what God, look how he presented. Go ahead, continue. This is wisdom, knowledge. This is wisdom, understanding, virtuous, and said last. I should have looked up queen. I let that get away, didn't I? Got to read that word queen because it means sovereign, free. That's absolute free. You're not a part of this world. Continue.
Amen. Revelation 19 and 1 reads, "And after these things I heard a great voice of much people in heaven, saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Alleluia, her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on a throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye saints, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth."
Who said that? His throne. Said,
ooh,
that.
His throne.
And everything, they shook the heavens, but they said, give honor to God. And the heavens shook, boy, it said it thundered. Continue.
Amen. Verse 7. "Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready."
There she is, right? So now the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. Read on.
Amen. Verse 8, "And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints."
See, so she's clothed in humility,
yes,
right? Amen. So this is why she made herself ready. Now go to Isaiah chapter 45. Isaiah 45 and... Oh, no, not Isaiah 45. That'll be Psalms. Psalms 45 and verse 1. Psalms 45 and 1. Watch this. Continue.
Amen. Psalms 45 and 1 reads, "My heart is inditing a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer."
This is not David. This is the priest. Continue.
2, "Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore God has blessed thee forever."
Amen.
"Gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, with thy glory and thy majesty. And in thy majesty ride prosperously, because of truth and meekness and righteousness. and thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. Thine arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies, whereby the people fall under thee. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. Thy scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore God, thy God, had anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellow.
That's Jesus. That's him. That's who the bride made herself ready for. Right there.
Amen.
You see, but the story was already written. It was, and now you got all these duplications, you know, and they threw, you know, Egyptology and stuff like that. You got, you know, a lot of duplications through, you know, curious arts and stuff like that. But the story was already written in heaven. So Satan has been real busy trying to duplicate it. But it's the truth. He did write a story about his wife before time, before there was anything, before there was anything, she was there. And that's book. We can't get around that. Continue.
Amen.
So God anointed him king, right? So now he good. He's a king. Now he's about, now his queen is coming, right? Because she had a crown on her head. This is virtue. Continue.
Verse 8.
Yes, ma'am.
Psalms 45 and 8. All the garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia out of the ivory palaces whereby they have made thee glad.
That was Nicodemus, who was another Levite, who actually poured out this incense on the Lord.
Okay.
He the one that brought that. He the one that met Jesus by night. And so he brought this frankincense and all of these things. His story was written in the law. It just so happened it was a Levite prophesying that it would be a Levite covering the Lord with frankincense. Go imagine that.
Amen.
Read on.
Verse 9. King's daughters were among thy honorable women. Upon thy right hand did stand the queen in gold of Ophir.
Have you ever seen that gold? That gold is you want to find some. These guys got these all these extra diamonds and stuff like that on their chains and things like that, and they don't understand the blood that's on them. That's all good if that's how you know it's good if that's how you really get down. But he said the gold of Ophir, you know, where's that gold at? Fort Knox? Is it in Europe? Is it in Rome? Where's this gold? Continue.
10. Hearken, O daughter, and consider, and incline thine ear. Forget also thine own people and thy father's house. So shall the king greatly desire thy beauty, for he is thy Lord, and worship thou him.
See, he said, forget your people. He said, and worship you the Lord. That's him. That's the Lord. That's his wife. He's talking to her. See? Look what else happened. Read on. Because remember that she's in linen. Continue.
Verse 12, and the daughter of Tyre should be there with a gift. Even the rich among the people shall entreat thy. The king's daughter is all glories within. Her clothing is of wrought gold.
She all glorious within. That was that linen. That linen and that righteousness that we read in Revelations. That's what that was. Continue. Now he putting on the wedding garments.
Amen.
Continue.
Verse 14. She shall be brought unto the king in raiment of needlework. The virgins, her companions that follow her, shall be brought unto thee. With gladness and rejoicing shall they be brought. They shall enter into the king's palace. Instead of thy fathers shall be thy children, whom thou mayest make princes in all the earth. I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. He said, "The who gonna praise thee?"
Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever.
Okay, now go to Proverbs chapter 31, right? Let's make sure who we're talking about here. Okay, and
31.
Twenty-eight, 31 and 28.
Yes, sir. Proverbs 31 and verse 28 reads, "Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her."
There it is.
Amen.
Same conversation. But over here, it's under virtuous. Over there, she's sitting as a queen, right? Yes. But he said to her, she's a crown, right, upon his head, right?
Amen.
Okay. Now, what else he called her? He called her help me.
Amen.
Okay. Go to Genesis chapter 2 and verse 18.
Genesis chapter 2 and verse 18 reads, "And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him."
Okay, now let's look at that. Okay, he said, it is not good that man should be alone. Now, I'm going to make a helpmeet. So now he gave her another name before Adam gave her the name woman, before he gave her the name Eve. He gave her another name, which is help, right?
Amen.
Okay, let's look at that word. Let me know it's
the word help.
Page. Yes. Just let me know when we're saying page.
The definition or the thesaurus?
More likely to want to go to the thesaurus. Yeah, let's do that one instead.
Help. The activity of contributing to the fulfillment of a need or furtherance of an effort or purpose.
Now, she was created for that. That's her job. To contribute to the activities, right? To the fulfillment, right? To the fulfillment. And he said, of an effort, or purpose. She got work to do. Got work, got tons, man. So she's there for a purpose.
Amen.
You know, and it, why else wouldn't you be there for purpose if he gave you wisdom and understanding and then, you know, virtue, all them things fall under judgment. Skip down. It says, what else? Assistance. Uh-huh.
Assistance, aid, activity, self-help. Facilitation.
Read that definition for facilitation.
Facilitation. Act of assisting or making easier the progress or improvement of something.
See, that's her job. She's supposed to make the situation better, not worse. That's why he said a foolish woman plugged down her house. She can't be a foolish woman in doing this. Continue. What else it says here?
Helping hand, physical assistance, give a hand with the chores. So recourse, refuge.
So she putting in work, man. Yeah. I mean, she's seriously putting in work.
Yeah.
So under virtuous come work, man. I mean, she's in the grind. Continue.
Let's see. Thanks. Ministrations, the chorus.
So she's a recourse, she's a refuge.
Relief.
Read that resort part right here. Read the definition of that.
Act of turning to for assistance, having recourse to the courts, an appeal to his uncle was in his last resort.
So she can be an intercessor between you and ask what's her name? Abigail and Nabal. That's that spirit right there. Continue.
Amen. Ministration, succor, relief, lift, service, accommodation.
So she gonna lift the burden, man. I mean, you know, that's the idea. That's what she's created there for. So all these things are gifts that was written in her being before there was nothing.
Amen.
She was all, when he spoke these things, nothing wasn't even in existence. Now, and then he put all this stuff in nothing. So if she's there before nothing and all this is written before nothing, then what can you say? We got to get back to this. Continue.
Amen. Relief. And then lift, service, accommodation, boost, encouragement.
So
comfort.
She's going to not tear you down. She's going to boost you, your program, your demo. She's going to exercise and boost your program. Not someone else's. It's going to work for you.
Amen.
Continue.
Comfort, support. Number two, help. A person who contributes to the fulfillment of a need or furtherance of an effort or purpose. And then it says again, assistant, helper, supporter, a conduit. How do you say
it? And that's good. Now, let's look at me. Amen.
Okay. M-E-E-T?
Yeah. Because he said it helped me. So he said, man, she's a cure, help us. Man, everything is self of the head. So I guess that was written in the law that she was going to be an assist. You can't be the head of anything if you was written in the law to assist. The definition of a help is to assist. So if a woman take over and usurp authority, that's out of order, and then here comes Satan. In the worst kind of way, because it's only going to get worse. Ain't nothing good coming out of it. Because this is contrary to those things that belong to God in the law. The order of things. How can we call power from the universe and we out of order with the universe? Can't call fire from heaven. We can't stop fire from heaven because we out of order. So now we're looking at this word meet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Continue.
Meet. Not to be confused with food, the flesh of animals, edible part of anything. Okay, so meet. To come into the presence of by chance or arrangement.
So the God of Israel arranged this marriage of him and his queen. It's arranged already. Continue.
Amen. To come into the company of, to be introduced to, make the acquaintance of, to come together or confront in opposition.
Mm-hmm.
To be present at the arrival.
So she got free will.
Mm-hmm.
She's not a robot or a yes man.
Amen.
She has freedom of speech. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a difference in agreeing and then it's the spirit of call variance. To disagree just to disagree. You have to have a reason and a strong purpose to disagree, not to just be saying no.
Amen.
Don't care where you're from. You know, to say no is to not be agreeable. Point blank. I don't care if you are from California, it don't work like that. Can't use that term.
What is California? Why are you bringing up California? Because I say what? No, and just because I say no, that's not, I don't mean like no. Like, no, like, I'm not telling you no.
What do no mean?
It means, wait, like, that's not what I'm trying to say. That's not exactly what's going on here. Like, no. I'm not saying you're not right. I'm like, no, that's like, no, that's not what I'm saying. Like, no, that's not what the point is.
She's not trying to say that, and I'm trying to be 100% literal. How is that going to happen? She don't mean what she said. I'm trying to mean it.
No. See, like I'm saying, no. No, that's not
what. All right.
Yeah.
Let's
that's
continue.
Just too fast to move on.
Continue.
You're so funny. Yeah, so to meet, M-E-E-T.
Right.
And then we're going to go down to come together, or confront in opposition, and two, to be present at the arrival of, three, to come into conjunction with, to join, or touch.
So she was created for to come together,
mm-hmm.
to join, and to fill them. That's what touch means.
Okay.
So that's written in the law that she would enjoy that. You know, that's part of the command. Yeah, he don't touch me no more. Well, that's part of the law that's written that's what she's created for.
Okay.
You know? You ain't doing nothing wrong. That's the law. Amen?
Amen. We don't have no problem in that department. To come into conformity with the views.
So here it is. She going to confirm to your thoughts, man. Can y'all gel on the same level mentally? You know, some refer to this conversation as being as unequally yoked, you know, but actually just, is she your me? You know.
Mm.
You know, we ain't trying to build a bear or save a bull. We're trying to come together. Right. Can't come together if you got to put in
wow.
a word before you even get started.
Wow.
That don't even make any sense.
Build a good relationship. You know, what would you do?
It is what it is.
Right. But you're right, amen. We're not trying to do that.
Right.
Five, to come to the notice of the senses, to experience or undergo, to be sufficient for.
So you don't pick up off thermals, you know. People don't know they sleep on them burkas, Jack, you know, because
Lord.
You take them and been out there shopping, getting fresh fish and vegetables for dinner. She get in the
and
house.
The burka.
And she take that burka off, boy, uh-huh. those thermos go fly all over the crib. And the first thing you going to pick up is her senses. Ain't that what the law said?
Amen.
Read it again.
Okay.
They sleep, I mean, I ain't talking about go get you a burka. I'm saying this is really what time it is. When you talk about them thermos is jumping. Go ahead, read.
Yeah, so number five says to come to the notice of the senses, to experience or to undergo, to be sufficient for a need, for example, fulfill, to satisfy, to deal or to contend with effectively, to
sometimes
pay or to
we
settle.
Contend too much, you know, contentious. You got a law, but that's really at the sin, so we're not dealing with that part. Mm-hmm. Read them on.
And just to come together.
Okay, well, see, that's what meet me,
mm-hmm.
right?
To
so he called her wisdom, understanding, virtuous, help and meet. Right?
Amen.
So why did Adam call her? Go to Revelation. I mean,
call
Revelation.
Her Eve.
Go to Genesis chapter 3.
Genesis
3.
Mm-hmm.
And pick it up at verse. Let me see. I think I want to pick it up at 19. Genesis 3:20.
Genesis 3:20.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Genesis 3:20 reads, and Adam called his wives. Name Eve. What has an S on there?
I didn't say that.
I just seen it for the first time. Whatever. Okay. And Adam called his wife's name Eve. because she was the mother of all living. And to Adam also, and to his wife.
He called her what?
Called his wife's name Eve.
Why?
Because she was the mother of all living.
So what do Eve mean?
The mother of all living.
Let's get a definition of it.
Amen.
Let's look that up.
Amen.
What did Adam just say? Right?
Mm-hmm.
When he called her this, this is written in a book, so this ain't just something to be saying, oh, yeah, I'm calling her Eve because she dark on the set. You know, it ain't like that. It's way past that conversation.
Amen. Yes, sir. I'm going to look up the word Eve.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So for the definition, it's going to state, of course, Eve. In the Bible, the first woman and the wife of Adam, Eve, the evening or day preceding a special day such as a holiday.
So it's the day before a day. So he named her after eternity, before there was time. So God explained to him who she is. What do you mean? Go to Proverbs chapter 8. Just like he explained to him the earth he was going to inherit and things like that. Of course, he explained to him what a wife is.
Mm-hmm.
So he explained to him, this is what she is. It's like we just got through talking about it, right? 8:1, when you receive it, read.
Amen. Proverbs 8:1 reads, doeth not wisdom cry and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of high places. By the way, in the places of the path. Wow. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in, at the doors. Okay, I understand now. And to you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men.
See, these are children. That's what Jesus said. He said, we're children. Oh, my God. Let me read that. Yeah, because he said it out of his own mouth.
Wow.
Let me see. That's in Matthew's. Right? Matthew's 11 and 19. This is who she's calling to. Read on.
Matthew 11:19.
When you receive it, read.
Matthew 11:19 reads, the Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, behold, a man gluttonous.
So they're going to judge you no matter what. Yes, you know, they're going to find some reason to judge you so they can hate you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all it is just to hate you because they can. But they need a reason to, so they want to. This is what they're saying. They try to pick your faults to justify the flesh. Continue.
Matthew 11:19, the Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, behold, a man gluttonous and a wine bibber, a friend of the publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of her children.
See that?
That's right.
She said, I call on to the men. I call on to them. She said, wisdom justify her children. Why? Because they from God.
That's right. Amen.
That's their mother. Remember now, she speaks to kings. She teaches princes how to be kings because she's a queen. So she's helping the king raise up kings. That's her job.
Amen.
It ain't pretend. It ain't a birthday hook. It's the truth.
Amen.
Calling your son king, don't make him a king. You got to teach him what a king look like, okay, how
that's
he
right.
thinks.
That's right. Amen.
Skip down to 22. When you receive it, read.
Matthew 11 and 22?
No, Proverbs.
Go back to Proverbs? Okay.
Yeah, Proverbs 8. Pick Matthew. It up at 22.
Go back to Proverbs 8. Amen. Proverbs 8 and verse 22 reads, "The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting."
See, that's wisdom. She said, "I was there before anything." Anything. Continue.
"I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning or ever the earth was."
Before time. That's why he called her Eve. So God had already ran this past. Solomon is talking about it, but Adam already knew it. He told Adam personally. He gave it to Solomon in a vision.
Amen.
No wonder he named her Eve, because he understood this conversation. She represent the beginning, before a day was. This is her. Wisdom, understanding, virtue, queen, help me, and now Eve, which is still those things that belong before sin, the beginning. Got to get back to that, because that's where it's at.
Amen.
We see, we know what this side, we already know what sin looks like. We need to find out what some of this look like.
That's right.
Read on.
Verse 23, "I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning or ever the earth was." 24, "When there was no depths, I was brought forth. When there was no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth."
So there's no such thing as water? Not even the waters that's in heaven is read Revelation 20, 22 and 1. Wait a minute. What did she just say? I didn't hear that. I know I didn't hear that part. Revelation 22 and 1. Yes, I did. Revelation 22 and 1. When you receive it, read.
Revelation 22 and 1 reads, "And he showed me a pure river. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb."
So she was there before that.
"And he showed me a pure river."
She's seen that before he seen it.
Oh, wow. Amen.
So this conversation is real old. It's really, 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 really old. When he wrote this, a long time ago, before there was anything. So Adam, he told Adam these things because that's what he do. God teaches us. Who teaches like our God? You know. Let me see if I can find that quickly. I think it's in Job, man, when he say teaches like our God. Okay. Yeah, there it is. Job 36 and 22.
Okay. Job 36 and verse 22 reads, "Behold, God exalted by his power. Who teaches like him?"
See. So he taught Adam. It's like he taught the prophets. He just gave it to Adam like he got a download that's like, okay, like opening a brand new computer, everything was in it. Mm-hmm. Just ready to go. That's Adam. And then he started telling him everything that, you know, what he was going to bring. And he called her Eve because he understood this.
Amen.
Amen. So with that being said, now we have brought Eve into the creation, right?
Amen.
So I guess now we have to bring her to life. So with that being said, we'll pick up tomorrow. So now we can start walking through the matriarchs. We're going to start with Eve, right? And then we're going to start picking up the other mothers as we go along, you know, because all of them put in work toward the kingdom, including Eve.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we want to thank everybody for their time. And we hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, read your Bibles.
Amen. Read your Bibles.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water.
Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.